He made a cut in his throat, and 27 grams of blood came, and this was in order to fulfill the decision of God that everybody must die. Because the Gemara says when Mashiach will come, whoever is alive will fall on the floor dead. Because of the Gzeirot ki afarata velafatoshu. So Hashem wanted Yitzchak to get out of this, and this Yitzchak will live forever. That's what I said last year. But because you remember it, I'm not going to repeat it. I wanted to say it again.
Say it, go ahead.
You know, I went to Ponev Yeshiva. The Ponev Jerov, the rabbi, was a great speaker. A great speaker. He came to America after the Holocaust to collect money. So he went to the East Side. And he gave a lecture in one shul. And then he goes to another shul. And he sees over there the same people on the first shul, they came to the second shul. Now he's going to say the same lecture. So he said, you know, I said such a good lecture, I decided I'm going to repeat it now. So that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to repeat the same lecture from last year. But he said he's going home. So then I'm going to give him the lecture. There was a guy, there was a city named Salant in Europe, and there was a big tzaddik named Saul Salant. He was a genius guy, genius. He used to say a lecture in Gemara, and before the lecture, he used to write the subject he's going to speak. So he used to collect subjects from Gemara, from Rambam, and he used to hang it at the entrance to the shul, to the synagogue. And everybody used to prepare according what the lecture is going to be, because he came, he was a genius. So when he came, he said the lecture, people should understand the lecture. But he invented what we call Musar. He was Avi, Torah Tam Musar. He said everybody has to learn Musar every day, to learn the book, how to behave after to become a better person. There are a lot of people against him. Whoever didn't want to become a better person was against him. So they knew he was going to say a lecture. So they came to the synagogue where he had this paper that he wrote what he's going to speak. And they took off the paper and they wrote things that have nothing to do with anything. This pasuk here, this Mishnah here, this Gemara here, this Rambam there. Things with no connection. Everybody looked at it. He says, the rabbi is out of his mind. He says, what is this he's going to speak about? This, about this, about this, about this. Shabbat, about this, Chagim, Mu'adim, this, they said about the bull, about this. And anyway, but the rabbi, they think they told the rabbi wrote it, so it was hung over there in the front, so they all took the things, and they see this, no connection, the rabbi out of his mind. He came to say the lecture, so he saw already it's not his paper, he glanced 5 minutes in the paper, 5 minutes. He went inside, he said, get me all the books that I wrote that I'm going to speak, and he said the lecture. He said the lecture from all these books, that the books had no relationship, no connection. So I'm going to do the same thing tonight. Because you don't want me to say, what I said last year. So So we're going to learn Akedat Yitzchak. As introduction, what I didn't say last year. I'm going to say what I said last year, I'm going to say what I said this year. As introduction, in the Siddur that was made, the Siddur that we have was made between the destruction of first Beit HaMikdash and the building of the second one. It was 120 people, among them three prophets. They put together the text that we have. Before that was no text. Everybody prayed whatever he felt. There was no text. And you can say whatever you wanted. Anytime you want to say Baruch, you say Baruch. You don't want to say Baruch, you don't say Baruch. There was nothing. As everybody came to the first Beit HaMikdash, no Sidur, no Machzor, nothing. As soon as they came, everybody prayed for himself. Since the 120 people saw that people have no respect by praying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by saying the wrong things, and they get confused, they're going to make a text. so they came up with the Siddur. The Siddur is about 2500 years old, the Siddur that we have. About. But the Siddur does not start the way we start in most of the shuls. For example, in the morning, from Hodu or from Mizmoshi Hanukkah, depends where you go to the room. It starts from the beginning, from the first page. That first page is Matobu Alecha, and then the Brachot, as we say. And then after the Brachot, the first thing we say every morning, the paragraph that talks about what's called Akedat Yitzchak. But this is crucial. This was put in the Siddur for a reason. That every day we should say this paragraph. As if you come to shul, don't think you say when the shul starts, when the message dances, they start Hodu, 7 o'clock. No. If they start Hodu 7, but you have to be there 15 minutes earlier, because Mordechai and Hashem Knesset Abdullah, Hagat, Chayam, Malachim, the three prophets, when they made the text, they made sure, in order for the tefillah to be accepted by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you don't just spend in vain in Beit HaKnesset, or even if you pray, you don't get what you want, is because you did not follow the book. He's starting in the middle. This is the first thing in the text. After the Brachot, you find this paragraph we're going to learn tonight. This is called Akedat Yitzchak. So they decided the daily, every day you say it, every day you say it. He said, every day I have to say it. I know the story already. I said, Avram took Yitzchak and tried to slaughter him. Within 2 minutes I know it. No. You got to say the text, the whole thing, until the end. Daily. It's not a prayer. It sounds like in a history event. That Avram took Yitzchak. So every day I have to say it. And the second thing that we know about this paragraph is that paragraph talks about Akedat Yitzchak. It means Avram is taking Yitzchak to be slaughtered. The whole Rosh Hashanah stands on it. The whole Rosh Hashanah, the main subject of Rosh Hashanah, of course, is the Shofar. And the Shofar, says the Gemara, is to remind HaKadosh Baruch Hu about Akedat Yitzchak. Like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chas V'Shalom, doesn't have a good memory. Like HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects us to remind him. Nevertheless, the Gemara says, Imru Lefanayim Malchuyot, say, I'm your king. Imru Lefanai Zichronot, say sentences that I remember. Imru Lefanai Shofarot, say sentences about Shofar. Yaleh Zichronchen Lefanai B'Shofar, says the Gemara, I remember you because of the Shofar. That's how powerful the Shofar is in Rosh Hashanah, is to remind HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To remind HaKadosh Baruch Hu what? Akedat Yitzchak. Says the Gemara, that Avraham Avinu asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what is going to be if my grandchildren will come one day and they need to have a forgiveness from you? HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you know what? Let them blow the shofar. So daily, every day, they used to blow the shofar in Beit HaMikdash. Every day. Not on Rosh Hashanah. There was a different sound that we used to blow in Beit HaMikdash during the week and was blew on Rosh Hashanah. Is a the same sound that we recognize, but in a different way. As with Rosh Hashanah, the sound of the shofar was longer. They used to blow together with the shofar trumpets. During the year, during the week, daily, they used to blow trumpets and shofar, but the shofar sound was shorter. In Beit HaMikdash, you were able to hear more the sound of the trumpets. We call chatzotzot during the year. On Rosh Hashanah was different, but daily, every day shofar. It says shofar has mainly and only one meaning: reminding HaKadosh Baruch Hu about Akedat Yitzchak. And that's what the Navi says. The Navi says that Yeshua, when he came in the front of Jericho, the Jericho had a wall, they blew the shofar and the wall of Jericho sank in the ground. And constantly you find shofar. And if you remember that when we said it was Shoshana, Bayom HaWit HaKab Shofar Gadol, before Mashiach will come, you're going to hear a shofar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu blew a shofar on Har Sinai. Says the Gemara, he blew a shofar from the horn of the sheep that Abraham Avinu sacrificed at the end of this scenery with Kol Akedat Yitzchak, he blew the left horn and the right horn, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to blow and Mashiach will come. You see, the power of the shofar is a tremendous power. And again, the whole thing is this paragraph. From this paragraph, it's called HaKadosh Baruch Hu, came the concept of shofar. That constantly shofar is, as we say, is to remind, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs any reminder about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Must be HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a very special thing. And again, I wanted Mr. Allen to say a lecture, the same thing I said last year. But this rabbi said if I say it, he walks away and never come again. So I have to make a new one. So maybe later I'll make a new one. With your permission, this is chapter 22, sentence 1. This is Akedat Yitzchak. The Torah says like this, Vayi achar advarim ha'ile, ve'elokim yisah et Avraham. After those words, after those things, HaKadosh Baruch Hu nisah et Avraham. Nisah, the word nisah in the Hebrew language has two meanings. One meaning of the word nisah means testing, and one meaning, that's what we say in Shemona Esrei every day, Tekra b'shofar gadol l'chirutenu, v'san nes l'kabez galuyotenu. Nes means like a flag, nes means like a something high, elevating. So, Chachamim say that, you know, don't just translate the word nisah is testing, it means elevation as well. What it means is, simple explanation of course, what it means is that via a test, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu tests somebody, the person, if he passes the test, he gets elevated. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu, David HaMelech says, he tests tzaddik. A wicked person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave up on him, he doesn't test him. But Hashem tzaddik yivchon. David HaMelech says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he tests a tzaddik, but not for the sake of the test. If you pass the test, he says, you feel better. It means your level of belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or your level with the relationship of HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets stronger. And that's what Chachamim said. The word Nisa has two meanings. It means Hashem is testing Avraham, Hashem as well, he is going to raise Avraham, elevate Avraham. Again, the explanation is because via the test you get elevated. Comes the Gemara and says in one version. This, by the way, I never spoke about this. Never. Not last year and not 15 years ago. Says the Gemara, but achar advarim ha'ele, we learn chapter 22, sentence 1, v'akedat Yitzchak. Chapter 22, sentence 1. Achar advarim ha'ele, says the Gemara the following. That's how the story goes. When Ishmael, Yimach Shemo Mezucho, was 17 years old, he tried to kill Yitzchak. He told Yitzchak, stay next to the tree, I want to see if I'm a good sniper. Because it was before suicide of bombers, otherwise it was suicide by Monifa. And he wants to shoot him. Sarah sees from the tent what he's doing, she starts to scream. At the same time, he wants to do some other bad things to Yitzchak. It's not even nice to talk about it. In the same time also, he made himself like a little altar, and he sacrificed on the altar some kind of spices for idols, for statues. So the Gemara, this, what we call Yimach Shemo, Ishmael, is doing those three things, and says the Torah that Sarah saw it, and Sarah goes to Abraham and says, please send this animal out of the house. And the sentence she uses, she says, Ki lo yirash ben ha'ama zot im bnei Yitzchak, he's not going to inherit anything over here. Out of the door. Says the Torah that Abraham was very upset, because still Ishmael is his son. HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared to Abraham and told him, listen what your wife says. She is a prophet. Get out of the house. said the Torah in the morning, Abraham Avinu got up, he took Hagar and her son Ishmael, who was 17 years old, sent them away. Sent them away upon an order, a command from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Get him out. He cannot be in the house together with Yitzchak. So fine. When Ishmael was 50 years old, he arrived at Abraham's door. I have no information. I appreciate if somebody will find information for me. Who gave Abraham the right to let this animal into the house? He left the house by a command of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He tried to kill Yitzchak. He tried to do bad things to Yitzchak as well. Unpure things. It says Hashem said, out of the door. There is information that twice Abraham went to the desert to see him. Twice he wasn't home. He was busy killing people on the highway. Shooting people, robbing people on the highway. Abraham met his first wife. She was not as nice to Abraham. Abraham left her a message. Tell your husband he comes home that something is wrong with the door. Ishmael was very smart. He understood that his wife is no good. He sent her away. He married another girl. Abraham came to visit him again. Again he was at home. Again he was robbing people. The Torah says it. It's not a midrash. Now you Rabbi Kashat, because the Torah says, that was his job, it's not from today, that's why they're throwing stones on your David and other places. That is what they know. The grandfather, that's what he taught them, to throw things to try to kill people. And says, Abraham came again he wasn't home, and the lady, the second wife was nice to Abraham. Abraham told her, tell Ishmael, Machshmo, that the door is good, and that's it, that's information they have. At the age of 50, 37 years after Abraham sent him away, he arrived in the house. Here I am. Abraham let him into the house. I have no idea why. He goes inside the house. Says the Gemara, goes inside the house. Yitzchak is in the house. Yitzchak is 37 years old. He goes to Yitzchak, he says, Ahalan Shalan, Kifelchal. He says, remember me, Ishmael, my brother. He says, I came to tell you one thing. He says, I need to tell you that I'm going to inherit our father. Sooner or later our father is going to die, I'm the one going to inherit him. So Yitzchak asked him, what right you have? You just came today. What right? You were sent out of the house. He says, I'll tell you why. I'm better person than you. He says, by what you're better person than me? He says, because when I was bar mitzvah, I was 13 years old, our father came to me and told me, would you like to do Brit Milah? I could have resisted, I could have said, no, thank you very much, this is a crazy thing, I don't do these things. Nevertheless, I agree. I was 13, I could have rebelled, I couldn't say no way. I said, I went through this operation, so I'm a great person. You are nobody. You were 8 days old, you're lying in bed, and the moment came, Abraham came, he was like, you couldn't even say no. Says the Gemara, Yitzchak told him, you're right, but let me tell you something about myself. You agree for Brit Milah. I agree if HaKadosh Baruch Hu will ask me to be killed for him, to be sacrificed, I'm ready. You're not ready. You were just ready for Brit Milah. I'm ready to give my life. Says the Gemara, at the same moment, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to Abraham in a dream in the other room. He says, Abraham, in the morning, please, that's the second sentence. Please go take your son, the only one, the one you love so much, Yitzchak, go to the place of Bet HaMikdash, come to Gemara and say, something's going to happen, Akredat Yitzchak, what happened? Hashem tells Abraham, go slaughter Yitzchak. First of all, you have to know that the whole theory of Abraham Avinu and his lectures in those days was against that theory. Because the Goyim used to do it. The Goyim used to take the children and slaughter them. It says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu never expects no one. And Abraham used to go from town to town. He says, listen, Hashem hates this. Don't be crazy. Never slaughter a person to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Only Idi Amin Dada does a thing like this. You, if you know my person, you don't do these things. Here comes HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Abraham and says, Mr., take your son, slaughter. The idea behind this prophecy, behind the scene, because in the other room, Yitzhak told Ishmael, I'm ready to be sacrificed. So, listen. If I would be Avraham, I would first of all excuse my Kadosh Baruch Hu. I don't understand something. I'm a believer. And I gave lectures all my life. And I know you don't accept a person as a sacrifice. And so what kind of a joke is this? Secondly, I would like to know what happened now. When my son is 37 years old, all of a sudden you come to me, sacrifice him. Why? Why today? Of course we know, we just heard the story. So the reason for that is because in the other room, Ishmael Yimach Shemo has kind of a debate, a dialogue with Yitzhak, and Yitzhak offered it. Yitzhak offered it, good for him. He needs to take a shot. The person is just not normal. You don't talk, and if you talk, it's just, you know, exaggeration. But Yitzhak thought that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu would accept it as a sacrifice. He never meant it. He just said, you know, I'm going to go to a chamber in Auschwitz. But he never said he's going to be sacrificed. And the HaKadosh Baruch Hu literally take Yitzhak's word, and he's going to his father, go take his son and talk to him. He said, my son is a Mishugana. My son is an idiot. Who has such a thing? So the agony that Abraham is going to go through, which is a cool Akedat Yitzchak, this was the test number 10 for Abraham Avinu, is because his son answered the other son that he's willing, he's ready to be sacrificed. Okay, fine, we're using him. So that Abraham is to go sacrifice? That doesn't make sense. Not only that comes the Gemara, and comes the Gemara and said, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the moment over here, he told Abraham, you should know it's a test. It's a test. Abraham had 10 tests. This is test number 10. The first line, Hashem never told him there's going to be a test. Here Hashem tells him, listen, I'm going to test you. He says, excuse me, you're going to test me? Why doesn't he tell me that you're going to test me? Why 9 times that you were tested me, you never told me that? How come you tell me to test? Not only did the Gemara say it, but the Kadosh Baruch Hu told Abraham, listen, this is the final test, this is the test number 10. If you fail this test, you failed everything. He says, what do you mean? I had the test. I had 10 questions on the test. I says, 9 I answered, 1 didn't answer, I get 90. So I said, well, I don't get a 0. Hashem told Abraham, if you fail this test, what I'm going to ask you now, take your son and slaughter him. And you say, no, it means nothing. All your life, what you went through, and you went and you tried to convince people to believe in God, and you went from town to town, and you went into the fire, and everything that happened to you is worthless. Justice, excuse me, I could just want to ask you something. Says the Zohar says on Botai in Beit HaMikdash, only the Levim used to slaughter. A Kohen, says the Zohar, had no courage to slaughter. Because a Kohen comes from a side that's called kindness. And if you're kind and you're very merciful, you cannot slaughter. You can't. The Gemara says, you know, the people faint. A guy that becomes a Shochet, they may be tested. They say, take the knife, go slaughter the animal. And a lot of them fall on the floor. Before slaughtering, some of them fall on the floor. After they see the animal is dead on the floor. So the Zohar in Beit HaMikdash, not one Kohen slaughter. A Kohen could not have the knife in his hand to slaughter an animal. He used to ask a Levi is a stronger personality, not Mr. Levi, we're talking in general Levi, a stronger personality. The Zohar said they used to slaughter. Oh, Israel, not a Kohen. Kohen is called Zohar Midat HaChesed, comes from kindness, and says he cannot slaughter. So what do you expect this guy, Abraham Avinu? What do you expect him? He's master of kindness, number one, says the Zohar. Secondly, the man is 137 years old. At the age of 100, he got his son. His son is 37. He never got married yet. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised you that from that son you can have a nation, and children, and grandchildren, and great-grandchildren, all of Israel. And now you're telling me, go take this son and slaughter. I'm sorry, I cannot do anything. So it means I failed. I'm a failure. I all the test all my life for the lead is nothing. Very strange. Comes the Kadosh Baruch Hu with your permission and tells Abraham, "Velech lecha el eretz Amoriah." And says Hashem tells him, "Listen, you're going to go to slaughter your son someplace. Where? I'm going to show you where to go." I said, excuse me, this is a test. Okay, we know behind the scene, the test is to see, is because Yitzhak told Ishmael and Machshimo that he is ready to give his life. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes down and says, you know what, I'm testing you, let's keep you slaughter his son. Okay, in the backyard, what's wrong in the backyard? Why do you have to go to Yerushalayim now? Why do you have to go to Yerushalayim? So Hashem says, you know what, I'm getting sure where to go, so you show me nothing. I said, you want me to slaughter my son? 1, 2, 3, on the spot. It's a shame we didn't take Ishmael and slaughter him. But you don't have to go to Yerushalayim. Avraham didn't have one. It's a very holy place. Avraham Avinu himself built altars in the past, not in Yerushalayim. The information that we have, he was never in Yerushalayim yet. Even though he came to Eretz Israel a few times, he was never in Yerushalayim yet. Hashem said, you know what? I want you to slaughter your son. Go take him. He said, where did you take him? I'm going to show you one of the mountains. He said, the test is if I should slaughter or not slaughter. He says, anyway, the whole thing is a joke. Anyway, at the end, we all do know, he's not going to slaughter him. So what? You have to tell him, go over there. Tell him, you know, go over in the backyard, build yourself a little hotel, put your son in, and slaughter him. I mean, the purpose of the test is to show that Avraham Avinu is going to pass the test, and so-called that Yitzhak Avinu is going to win over Ishmael Machshimo, the argument what they had. So what the reason? Where are you going to slaughter him? Why you have to drag him to Yerushalayim for what? Yeshkim Avram Baboki Bechvoshet Hamoro. So far I didn't say anything from last year, right? Yeah. Yeshkim Avram Baboki. You should know I daven every year. Every year I daven to Hashem. I pray to Hashem I should never repeat the lecture. Every year. And that's because I want to say no lecture. Because of this man. He has my CD from last year. And says, he said it already. Vayashkem Avraham Baboki, Avraham got early in the morning, Vayashkem Chamaro, he prepared his donkey, Vayashkem Shnei Yoram, he took his two boys, the Gemara says that one of them is Eliezer, and the second one Ishmael Machshimo, Bet Yitzchak, no, he takes Yitzchak, Vayashkem Teola, prepared special wood. Again, Chachamin says the same wood that was used in Bet HaMikdash, on the altar, this is wood, from vineyard, a wood from an olive tree, and a wood from a date tree. So that's why he preferred it at home. Otherwise, why you have to carry from your house wood? I said, you don't need wood. Why you need wood? It's going to be wood over there. I said, this special wood, he didn't know if he's going to find over there. And so the Torah tells you, he prepared it. He prepared it by Yaakov, he goes over there. He goes, takes 3 days.
Why didn't you take the two
I don't know. I have the same question, I don't know. The third day, the Gemara says, Abraham saw from far away a cloud hanging on top of the mountain. He sees the place. He says, that's the place. He asked, Yitzchak says, the Gemara, you see anything? Yitzchak said, yeah, I see a special cloud. The Gemara says, it was like a cloud of a fire. So he said, that's the place we're going to do it. Abraham told Eliezer and Ishmael and Machshimo, Shmuel Achim Poe and Machamos, sit over here with the donkey. We go over there, me and my son, we go over there, we're going to bow down, we're coming back. And then Abraham takes the wood, he asks him, Yitzchak, and he puts on Yitzchak. We got a notation of Achelet, he takes the fire and the knife. Comes to Gemara and says, you know, in the whole Torah, you don't find description of a knife as the word ma'achelet. The word ma'achelet, the root of this word is from the word ochel. Ochel in Hebrew means food. So the Torah says Abraham takes in his hand the fire and the knife. But the Torah uses over here a word the Torah never uses. It says the knife, usually in Hebrew, the word knife in Hebrew is called sakin. Sakin. It says here the Torah calls the wood, the knife, ma'achelet. Ma'achelet again comes from the word ochel food. It says the Gemara, from that knife that Abraham took now, this Akedat Yitzchak is going to give us the right, the merit to have parnasah until Mashiach comes. So it means Akedat Yitzchak has so much energy that you know why it was put in the Siddur daily to say before Shacharit. is because the Parnassa. It's not just the Parnassa, but it is now we found out that the Parnassa has to do with this paragraph, because the Torah talks about the knife in a very strange description, a word that never used before. It's called ma'achelet. Ma'achelet means from the word ochel, you're going to have food for the rest of your life, your generations, until Mashiach will come, because Abraham's knife, the Torah described it as ma'achelet, as the word gives you food, ma'achelet. The question again, what is this power that this gives us parnasa? But this is definitely one of the answers why Mordechai and 120 people from the Bedin, Sheikh Nesel Gala, made sure that we're going to say this paragraph before Shacharit. By the way, Chachamim said to Segula to say Motzei Shabbat for Parnassa. It's a very, very big Segula every Motzei Shabbat to say this paragraph, and then to say Parashat Haktoret, and then to say Parashat Haman, and then to say it seven times. The last two sentences of Parashat Vayetel Yaakov Alach Adarko, and seven times the Pasuk HaMalach HaGuel in Parashat Vayechi, 12 times Parashat Naso, the Bikrat Kohanim, 5 times Pasuk in Parashat Vayechi, Gishotcha Shevit Yashem, Segula for Parnassa. I know somebody became rich. I couldn't say it overnight because he said this every Motzei Shabbat. Every Motzei Shabbat, after Havdalah, besides all the Mizmorim, the Piyev and the Sidur, this is Segula for Parnassa. To say Akedat Yitzchak is a powerful thing. Again, because the word of Ma'achelet is inside, and Ma'achelet means Parnassah, the food, and the Gemara says, Am Yisrael, eat all the time food, Parnassah, from that word Ma'achelet in Akedat Yitzchak. Again, the question is, what is this behind it? What's the secret behind it? But soon Bezrat Hashem will have it, Bezrat Hashem. But you should know, it's a very powerful thing to say this paragraph, not just every day before Shacharit, like every Motzei Shabbat, to say it after Havdalah. After this, again, Parashat Haktoret and Parashat Haman, and those sentences I mentioned before, it's a big segula for Parnassah. ויחוש שניהם יחדיו וגו תוגדר אברהם ויצחק ויאמר יצחק על אברהם אבי ויאמר אבי ויאמר אבי ויצחק עסק על אברהם ויאמר האש והעצים I see the fire and the wood. The Gemara said Abraham hid the knife because he didn't want Yitzchak to see the knife the whole time. But Yitzchak asked, where is the ship? And Abraham, Elokim Elasul Abdi Yachush Neim Yodam. And so Abraham said, God will find the ship. If not a ship, he told him, you're going to be the ship. ויאמר למקום אשר אמר לו האלוהים ויאמר שם אברהם את המזבח ויערוך את העצים ויעקב יצחק בן יתום תאר למזבח מעל העצים. Says the Torah story. Okay. They got to the place. It says the Gemara, you know, when they got to the place, Abraham saw some kind of a pointing finger to the place that he has to be to build the altar. It says the altar was not just an altar that you just go over there and put. It says that altar that Abraham Avinu just is going to build to sacrifice Yitzchak, this is the same altar that Adam HaRishon sacrificed for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And after Adam HaRishon ever sacrificed, and then the Mabul destroyed, even though it was the Mabul in Eretz Israel, but what came in from the side, and then Noah came out of the Teva, and Parashat Noah and sacrificed, he built altar on the same exact spot that Adam HaRishon and Hevel sacrificed. This altar was again destroyed at the time of Dora Pelagar, Parashat Noah. Now Abraham is going to build the altar on this same exact spot. Not only that, continues the Gemara, that the altar David HaMelech built and was in the first Beit HaMikdash was on exactly the same spot. Precisely exactly. You cannot move one inch to the side. It has to be in that spot. Not only that, from the Gemara, Second Beit HaMikdash was built, they had to have a prophet, a Navi, to come and tell them exactly where to make the altar. You have to make the altar. He says, this is the place. He says, this is the place that the Gemara says that Kadosh Baruch Hu took some soil and created mankind from that soil. That soil was taken from the same spot. Says the Gemara, Adam imkom kaparaton ibra. It says, you understand now the sacrifices that was sacrificed in the Hamibash on the altar was on the spot that man was taken from. And this is what the Gemara says, Abraham goes over there. This is going to the test. The test is going to be on that spot. It says, you're going to take your son, and you're going to slaughter him over here. It sounds like an altar for sacrifices, even though the Yitzchak is a human being, and Hashem never had in mind to slaughter a person there. So that's what the Gemara says. Avram gets to the place, he sees like something is pointing to him. This is exactly the measurement, right in this place. He took some stones, he put it together, and says he's going to sacrifice Yitzchak on that spot. And so this is the start that Adam HaRishon had an altar, Heaven had an altar, Noah had an altar, David is going to have, Second Adam is going to have, and Mashiach will come, the altar is going to be there exactly. But today, if you want to remember Tamidash, you cannot. You could, but the altar, you need a Navi to tell you exactly where to put the altar. The altar has to be put on the exact spot that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the soil from there to make mankind. So we don't know where it is. So Abraham Avinu had this kind of help. He knows where to put the altar. Again, the question is, what difference does it make? For what you have to do it over there? What you have to do it over there? For what? Anyway, it's not going to slaughter Yitzchak at the end. And if he would, that kind of sacrifice is nothing. It's a joke. It's just a test. It's a false alarm. It's a false test. So he has to build the altar on the same stuff. Says the Torah that he takes Yitzchak, but Yaakov is Yitzchak no. He says he takes Yitzchak. He says the Gemara says Yitzchak told him, listen, I'm very sensitive. I'm afraid that I'm going to move. So if the animal moves while the shochet slaughtered animals, the animal is not kosher. So what you do have to do is you have to tie the animal. Says the Torah that Abraham, upon the request of Yitzchak, tied Yitzchak with the rope, tied his feet and his hands, and he picked him up, put him on top of the altar, he's ready to slaughter him. By the way, we call it Akedat Yitzchak. The tefillah of Rosh Hashanah and the Yaraton, and as you say daily, it says Akedat Yitzchak, everybody knows Akedat Yitzchak, Akedat Yitzchak, Akedat Yitzchak. The word Akedat Yitzchak means tying Yitzchak. That's nothing. Tying Yitzchak was not a test. The test was to slaughter Yitzchak. The test was to bring him on top of the altar, not tying. But we call it Akedat Yitzchak. Akedat Yitzchak means tying Yitzchak. That's nothing. Tying Yitzchak is nothing. Nevertheless, somebody can ask you, I don't even have 10 tests. What test number 10? Everybody says, Akedat Yitzchak. That's not the test. The test we should say, Shchitat Yitzchak. Slaughtering Yitzchak. Or putting Yitzchak on the altar at least. But not tying him. What tying him will do? Says the Torah, Vayishlach Abraham et yado, Vayikach tohen lishlot nof, Abraham take the knife to slaughter Yitzchak, Vayikach la balach Hashem min ha-shamayim, an angel called him from the sky, Vayimah Abraham, Abraham, Vayimah, he said, Abraham, Vayimah, Abraham, Vayimah, said, don't touch him. That's the moment, don't, that's the whole thing is a test. Finished. The test is over. Ki atay lati ki reyem elokim, mat ha-sab b'chad chitcham meni, and now I know that you have fear of God, because you did not want to save your son. He sees a sheep over there, 13 months old. He takes a sheep. He tells Abraham, "Shemakom ahu Hashem yireh." Abraham calls the place. God will see Hashem in the Amare. He says, "Over there is going to be Beit Hamikdash." He tells Malach Hashem, "Hashem yireh Hashem." Another angel comes from Shemayim. The Gemara says, "Abraham tells the Kadosh Baruch Hu, 'Listen, I don't stop it. I want to do the whole job. I want to slaughter him.'" Hashem says, "Hey, hold it, Abraham. The whole thing was a joke." I said, "Are you serious? Was it a joke?" I said, "You told me to slaughter." The Gemara says, "No, I never told you to slaughter. Hashem told him, I only told you to put him on the altar." What do you mean, put him on the altar? To put him on the altar for what? To have lunch over there. You told me, take your son and bring him up for a sacrifice of Olah. What does it mean? Does it mean to slaughter? Hashem said, "No, neither, never." Who said to slaughter him? I told you to put him over there. So you put him. Check him down. So are you serious about it? Kadosh Baruch Hu, if I'm going to be able to say, "Kadosh Baruch Hu, I don't know. You mean it? You really mean it?" She said, "Yeah, I mean it. This is a whole test. But I take my time. You drag me to Yerushalayim. You pointed me to put the altar right in this place. And you tell me, I just had in mind you should put your son on it. Let me slaughter." She said, "No, Chas v'Shalom, don't slaughter him. I never had this in mind." "So what do you have in mind?" "I should bring my son over there." Hashem said, "Rabotai, I never had in mind to slaughter." He said, "I told you to slaughter him. I told you bring him up on the altar." He said, "What does that mean to bring him up?" "That's what I meant."
So when you say, Akedat Yitzchak, it says you should know, Hashem seriously tells Abraham what I had in mind, slaughter him. It says, we had in mind to slaughter Yitzchak because Yitzchak said it. It says, the whole thing is wrong. He had in mind because Yitzchak told Ishmael that he is ready to give his life to be slaughtered. And we thought Hashem told Abraham, go slaughter Yitzchak, because Hashem said, no, I told you to bring him up. To what to bring him up? Says the Torah, so the second angel says, it says, I'm going to bless you, you can have a lot of children, like the stars in the sky, like the sand of the beach. It says, your children are going to inherit and defeat the enemies. Which enemies are you talking about? What enemies are you talking about? Says Ari like this, says the Gemara like this. You should know, every war that occurred on this earth, this is just the end result of something that goes in the sky. Every nation has an angel upstairs. And actually, the angels upstairs have this agreement and fight among them. There are 70 angels. They dwell around the chair of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They are prosecutors. They go and tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu about this, about that. And eventually they have this agreement. And the fights and the wars that we have actually on earth is just the result of the fight. And whoever wins over there, wins over here. It's not Saddam Hussein Tzadik Zecher Tzadik Livracha. It's not Lenin Zecher Tzadik Livracha. It's not Idi Amin Dada Zecher Tzadik Livracha. This is only, they are the puppets of those angels from upstairs. And that's how it starts, and it ends down here. And that's the Gemara says, when Moshe Rabbeinu was told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to go to Eretz Israel, he met on the way two giants, Og and Sichon. And the Torah tells us that Moshe was afraid. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, listen, you have nothing to be afraid. I'm going to show you something, a vision. At Im Shamayim, in the sky, the angel that he gives the energy to that giant is tied up in Shamayim. Hashem tied him up. Says the Gemara, Hashem told Moshe, look. Says the Gemara, what do you mean have to look? To look where? Hashem showed a vision in Shamayim. I'd like to share with you something personally that I experienced in my life. 1967, I was in a war. I was not a soldier, but I was in Yeshiva, in Ponevich at Nebrak, when the army came, and the army said, they had information that the first attack of Egypt on Israel is going to be the Yeshiva. This is why, because 1967, that Yeshiva was the biggest building in Israel. It stands on a mountain, and from the building, from the mountain, you see the beach. It's very, very impressive. And I remember the army, the big top officers from the army came to Yeshiva and said, you should know that you a target. So what you got to do? I said, you have to fill up sack with sand and put back a wall of sand in front of the Yeshiva in case the missile or a bomb will come, will not destroy the Yeshiva. This was just a little experience. I was younger at the time. Israel was shaking from Latter Machshimo and from Syria, from Jordan. Was a disaster just how afraid we were in Israel. They had the government hired people, was Sadiq, his name is Herzog, Aluf Herzog, and other people talk on the radio the whole day, says, we have to try to be united in this, begging when to be going on this, we have to make a coalition, one government, and they went to Eshkol, anyway, to make long story short, Monday morning was a siren. The siren, I don't know if you experience those things in your life, the siren means that war starts. You have to run to the shelter. Run to the shelter. So we all from the yeshiva ran to the shelter, together with the mashgiach. The mashgiach, his name was Abchatka Levinstein. He was from Europe, from Russia. He took the yeshiva, the mini yeshiva, to Japan and then to China. And they came to America, they were in China. In Shanghai, they were for 6-7 years, and then they came to America, and then he became the Mashgiach in yeshiva. So we went to their shelter. Everybody went to the shelter, a few hundred boys, and the Rosh Yeshiva, the Mashgiach, were in the shelter, shaking, saying Tehillim, screaming, crying, saying, we don't know what's going on. And finally, I don't remember how long after, was a siren. And the siren, the second siren, is a special sound, is a straight sound. The first time we hear in Israel a siren, up and down, whoa, whoa, it means run to the shelter. It means a release. I think the thing is over. This is if you have a straight sound, like a tekiyah on Rosh Hashanah, you know you come out of the shelter. So we came out of the shelter, went back to upstairs, all shaking like a leaf. With Rosh Hashanah, the Mashgiach, all standing, we don't know what can be, there's no information. At that time already the war was over because Israel bombed all the airplanes of Egypt and Jordan and everything, but we didn't know nothing. All of a sudden, a few minutes later, was another siren. All of a sudden, we all jumped to run to the shelter. The Mashgiach of the yeshiva said, no, the war is over. The war is over, he's not going to the shelter. A practical. If he didn't read this book, it's good he should read the book. There is a book that I think somebody put it. A book, you buy the book. It says the miracles what he did, this guy, on the way from Europe to Japan, from Japan to Shanghai. It's called Reb Chatzkel Levenstein. It's in English. Yeah, in English and in Hebrew. But so there's a picture on the cover. It's called Reb Chatzkel. Rabbi Chatzkel, Reb Chatzkel. He said he's not going to the shelter. He says, you're afraid? Go to the shelter. I'm not afraid, the war is over. And a few hours later, the radio already gave the information that it's true. The second time was just the fourth one. It says the war was over. When we came out of the shelter, there was no efforts to Egypt, was no efforts to Jordan, there was no efforts to Syria. The war is over. And 6 days later, they got the quarter and everything. What I'm trying to tell you, Larry says you have to know what's going on upstairs. I said, with the war downstairs, between any nation, you should know it starts from upstairs. That's what the Gemara says. That's what the Gemara told Moshe Rabbeinu. You have nothing to worry about this giant Sihon, because the angels represent this nation, is tied up in Shammai. Comes the Gemara and says, I want to explain to you what Akedat Yitzchak is all about. Akedat Yitzchak says the Gemara the following. The minute Avram tied Yitzchak, at the same moment, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tied upstairs all the angels, all the prosecutors. There are 35 Muslim angels in the parliament of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The parliament has 70 angels, 35 are Muslims, besides Obama. 35. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said the Gemara, tie them. When Abraham was tying Yitzchak, Hashem tied him. To tell you, that is the story, it's called Akedat Yitzchak, Akedat Yitzchak. Akedat Yitzchak doesn't mean slaughtering Yitzchak. Hashem never meant. Abraham had the whole thing wrong from the beginning. What it means. Abraham didn't know what's going on in the second room. And that's how the story goes. Yishmael Yimach Shemo, the night before Akedat Yitzchak, he arrived to the house. He goes to Yitzchak, he says, listen, Yitzchak, I'm going to inherit everything. Because I gave our father a permission to do Brit Milah. Yitzchak said, you know what? I'm ready to be sacrificed. You know what it means exactly? It means that I'm ready to give everything of mine to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even my body. Hashem hears it. Hashem calls Abraham and says, listen Abraham, take him immediately. You know, take him what? Take him to time over there. And you tie him, and Yitzchak is ready to be slaughtered. He says, this is so high will from Yitzchak that at that moment, Ishmael Machmo will lose all his power. Hashem tied up in Shamayim at that moment, the angel that gives this animal the power. At that moment, all the angels that belong to that side, it's called Muslim, tied up in Shamayim. That was the purpose, what we call Akedat Yitzchak. It says, you know where all those angels are. They are around the chair of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. comes the Gemara and says, I'm going to tell you something. He says, the Gemara says, you should know, you go to Yerushalayim, you go to Kotel, you look upstairs, there's a spiritual Bet HaMikdash up there. He says, the Gemara, you know, if you would know exactly, precisely, the place of the altar downstairs, you look up, you see the chair of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The chair of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is directly across from the altar, from the place mankind was created. There are prosecutors that constantly give us a hard time. For Parnassah, for the Fuah Shlema, for all the things that we need. It says your file is being so-called checked again because an angel came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says there are 35 Muslims and there are 35 other ones. It says, come to the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, listen, the Jewish people are not so good, the Jewish people are not so good, the Jewish people are not so good. And so what happened to a Jew is this happened here. It's not this animal Arafat, it's not this animal. It says, his angel, he is the animal. It says, what you got to do is you have to make sure this angel doesn't have a power, and then they have no power. It's not we win the war over here. We win upstairs, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu already tied up this angel, so his nation would constantly lose. And the same thing, you should know, goes with the everything else that goes on the ground. It is not you are a successful person. It is because you have really an angel upstairs. This angel right now is successful. Unless there's a prosecutor. A prosecutor on this angel, says you lose your power there. That everything starts. We only hear puppets. We are connected to our angels. But we have to know it's not what's going on here. It's going on over there. It says that's the whole story. It says that's why Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to elevate Abraham Avinu from this test. It says this test is once for all to get rid of all these entities, the prosecutors against us. Since Yitzchak Avinu was saying to Ishmael Machshmo, I'm ready to give my life, Hashem told Avraham in the same moment, go quickly, take Yitzchak. He said, to do what? He said, I tell you what, you go down there to Yerushalayim. You go, I'll show you with the finger where to put an altar. It is on that altar time over there, on the altar time on the altar. It says, with the same moment that you tie downstairs, I tie all those entrances upstairs. And that's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it. And this is the end of the Akedah. This is the end of Avraham Avinu. Don't do nothing to him. Don't do. Hashem just said put him. So putting him is going to put down the enemies. And that's what the angel gives the bracha. And this is Hashem gives the bracha. That you should know your children will multiply and you're going to be able to overcome your enemies because it's called Akedat Yitzchak. And that's what the Rosh Hashanah is, the same concept. And daily it's the same concept. And Motzai Shabbat is the same concept. Motzai Shabbat, you should know, Aaron says, and Rahim said, they all say the same thing. When Shabbat is over, the meaning Shabbat is over, in Shamayim there is a prosecutor. There's a prosecutor. And this is why we say, Behinoam, Shuva Hashem said Behinoam, or Shamim Zerub Shavati, right after Shmoneh Esrei, Motzei Shabbat, and then we say Havdalah, it says the Havdalah, it says the Zohar, it says powerful king Abdullah. Don't underestimate yourself. I'm giving Kodesh Kapoor. He just takes a cup of wine. It says Abdullah means you separate yourself from the prosecutors. You get up in the morning before you go to your job. Came Chachmei Israel and said, listen, say the paragraph Akedat Yitzchak. Because it is, says the Gemara, for you a reminder what you got to do to be a successful person in your lifetime is do what Yitzchak said, what Abraham did. Abraham tied Yitzchak, says the Gemara, you know, Rosh Hashanah, the Shofar, does this thing. When you hear a Shofar on Rosh Hashanah, what you have to remember is Akedat Yitzchak. Not slaughtering Yitzchak, not putting Yitzchak on the altar. Just tying Yitzchak. Tying Yitzchak means that Yitzchak gave the statement, he is ready to give his life. That's what you have to say. Akedat Yitzchak, I'm ready to give my life for you. Akedat Yitzchak will never ask you to be slaughtered. Akedat Yitzchak just wants to hear the statement that you're devoting yourself to Akedat Yitzchak. You say that, says the Gemara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at you like you tied yourself, Ke'ilu akadetem atzmechem. Says the Gemara, when you say that, when you hear a shofar, this is the power of the shofar that was blown daily in Beit HaMikdash. Was blown. Rosh Hashanah. Was blown on Yom Kippur of Yovel.
was blown on Har Sinai. It's going to be blown when Mashiach will come. It's only for us a reminder that we have to come up with a statement to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're ready for you anything you want. That's it what Hashem wants. That means we say it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu ties up in Shamayim all the prosecutors. On Rosh Hashanah, of course, the Gemara says, that's the power of the shofar. When the Satan hears the shofar, he's scared. Says the Gemara, why are you scared? Say, Mashiach is coming. What are you talking about? Mashiach is coming. He says, no, you don't understand. When you say that, there's a concept of Mashiach. Look, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Torah says, Abraham has the donkey of Mashiach. He's riding the donkey of Mashiach. How did the donkey of Mashiach came over here to the picture? He says, you don't understand. The purpose of this is not ever to slaughter Yitzchak. It's just to fulfill his statement that he told Ishmael, I'm ready to be sacrificed. And that statement, ready, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took it for granted and tied us immediately all the enemies of Am Yisrael upstairs. This is the job that we have to do. It's just to make sure that Hashem ties them up to all those Muslims. So it doesn't matter which country they represent, if it's the Kuwait or if it's Pakistan, Afghanistan, means nothing. It says you have to take care of the angel. Not downstairs. That's like what told Moshe Rabbeinu. Don't be afraid of Sichon. I took care of the angel. I tied him. Says the Gemara, if we don't behave, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu untied those angels. Because the power that we have is HaKadosh Baruch Hu tied them. If we don't behave, Hashem will untie them. It says the whole purpose of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not to slaughter Yitzchak, it's just to tie him. It is just to fulfill his statement that he is one of the soldiers of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says, this is the, Abraham is the beneficiary. This is a test. But you don't understand. The test is just to elevate you. We're going to elevate you. Not you to be elevated. It means armies are going to be elevated. They can win all the enemies. It says, this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted. It says, that's it. Finish it. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the Prophet and FB Rosh Hashanah. Just blow shofar. Blow shofar is not HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs to be reminded who was HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take the shofar. He's going to take you as you are Yitzchak on the altar. This is the statement has to be said. Is I'm ready to serve you. The same thing Chacham said on Motzei Shabbat before the week starts. Stand up, say that. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Here's the paragraph. After this paragraph, you say Ketoret. Ketoret is against those prosecutors. Then you say Parashat Haman. This is the Parnasa. This is the Ma'achelet. This is what the Torah says. The Torah talks about the night of Abraham as a producer of food. It says, why? Because you have no prosecutors. This is the reason why you have a hard time in Parnasa is because of prosecutors. Because Adam HaRishon ate from the tree. It says all those things vanished if you so-called tie yourself. Tying yourself is the shofar. The shofar is the paragraph of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chacham say, stay daily before you come to Beit HaKnesset. You come to Beit HaKnesset, don't start Hodu. Don't start Baruch Shama. That paragraph is maybe the most important thing on his head. This is the paragraph that cuts and puts away all those prosecutors away. Hashem ties them in Shemayim. If you tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, listen, I read HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I see it called HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the whole thing is fine. I'm ready to be tied for you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You tie it for him, he ties them. He ties all the prosecutors upstairs. Remember, this is daily, every daily, and Rosh Hashanah, and Motzei Shabbat. This is the same concept. This is just for us a way to escape the prosecutors, to win over those prosecutors. Eventually, we have to be ready. At the time of Mashiach will come, Hashem is going to blow the shofar. You're going to hear the shofar. So what's the shofar is all about? The shofar is all about to remind us, HaKadosh Yitzchak, to remind us that is how we're going to win our enemies upstairs, not downstairs. Downstairs is just a consequence of what's going on upstairs. You have to follow and aim all the time the one that disturbs my panasa, disturbs my luck, disturbs my things that I would like to have is the one upstairs. It's not the one, it's not my neighbor, it's not my competition. It's the one upstairs. This is to overcome him, tie yourself. I'm ready to do what Yitzchak did. And that's the Gemara says, Bizchut Yitzchak Avni Yavo Mashiach. Mashiach will come Bizchut Yitzchak. It says, because HaKadosh Yitzchak. It means he was the one that caused HaKadosh Baruch Hu to come and tell Abraham, go do it. And that's what the whole story of the Torah says. It says, this paragraph is just made for us to know our direction, our obligation, our survival to have the Islam in the Tashim Aramina.
I'm not going to say it's mikveh.